As pessoas. Okay, so blackboard meeting for December 15th is now in order, 6:01. So, the first, agenda additions.
The new updated agreement with the backhoe, we sold the excavator, so that means we get a new agreement, not trading it. And then innovative solutions. So we just got to sign. Someone's just got to initial the agreement from last year because they put a new spray bar onto it. Doesn't cost us anything. We're just putting a winter spray bar so we can spray.
I need
Yeah,
blood and
for the winter. And like I said, nothing's changed. They just needed a signature saying that.
okay. I'll make a motion on that, somebody.
I'll make a motion to add those two things to the agenda.
I just need somebody to identify themselves here on the iPhone. Could you identify yourself, please?
Second the motion.
All
All right.
Sure, this is Katie Anderson, Long Pond Road in Westmore.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Raymond, you're next.
This is our annual mission to use this much on roads, property, bathrooms, or hell.
That's across the beach.
Yep.
Make them open.
Wait,
Sign the snow with
what roads
my
are you thinking about crossing? Have you in the past? I heard somebody say the North Beach Road.
Yeah, we call the North Beach,
Yep.
and then we go across the bridges. And then we go to the edge of the road, get out and do what it smells about these fields.
I think you
Yeah.
also cross Cook Road, don't you, in your car to
Yeah, too.
Lakeview?
Yep.
Right? So there's multiple roads
Yeah,
that this
there's Cook
cross.
Road, Lakeview Road.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I'll
Okay.
second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 To happen.
Got them all marked and ready to go.
Yeah, good.
Yep.
The signing done finally. Trying to do it.
Interesting that we can't
Well,
see.
people hunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hunting's over now.
Yeah. And we better stay out of the woods as much as we can because people will enjoy that for two.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's your coffee.
Yeah.
And we think I take very down very much.
Have a good
Good luck.
evening.
Be careful. Thank you. Ben
Thanks.
Stroh. Yeah, this is Ben Stroh.
Have a good night.
You.
See ya.
Okay, so
You
let's see. Town clerk requests to order two of each of the select board minute books and land record books and one red town book at the cost of $189.39 each.
98
Or
total.
two for 183.90 each.
Can't see
Equal
anybody.
Total cost is
$93.
$933.99.
Get them to allow it. If everybody could mute themselves, there we go. Somebody was not muted. Yeah. It's coming out of the preservation, the vault fund for records, and they're necessary. It's what we bind our
Yeah.
land
Yeah,
records
cool.
and
Yep.
permanent records in.
But
And I might as well get to, there's a cost savings on.
yeah. Okay.
Make a motion that the town clerk's request to order several books for land records be approved, total of $933.99.
One second.
All of them
Aye.
there.
Okay, Orleans Sheriff's Department new appropriation request.
So they have increased their rate from $65 to $68.50. John did have this for the budget meeting. It came to a total of $28,359. The same appropriation amount of hours, 414 hours, is what it was last year. So that stayed the same. They just increased the hourly rate.
So that's just information.
Yes.
Okay, now the next one is Glover Ambulance new request 2026.
And again, that is they have a 3% increase. Their total now is $20,270. I don't have the exact figure for last year, but it's a 3% increase.
Then the next one is Casella notice of increase to be effective January 26, invoice info only.
They didn't give us an amount. They're just letting us know it will show on the January invoice. But I know we've had quite a few increases from Casella, so I was just preparing the board.
Follows, it's every 6 months, the annual of the law.
What are we doing about getting rid of
And if
those
it falls, it'll be
zero,
up to
zero
the
source
percentage.
things? What?
I've called
Well,
and they haven't picked up.
they shouldn't be there if we're not going to use them.
Hopefully, I got to talk to John about it. They shouldn't be charging us because I called
Right.
2 months ago to have them picked up
Exactly.
and they still haven't picked them up.
No, they're probably not charging me.
Normally, they don't in the winters, but I told them we didn't need them at all. So I'll have to
Okay.
recall them.
Thank you.
I thought they were picking them up the other day because the truck was coming up through here with the loader and they
Oh,
didn't grab them.
that great big truck that loads
Yeah,
them. Yeah,
and they
okay.
didn't take them.
They didn't take them.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. You look into it.
Okay, also on that.
Yep.
Okay, ATVs and Westmore roads.
So, I know we have quite a room full here. Basically, there's a couple of reasons I brought this to the select board. I'd like to see it go on to the town warning to possibly be voted by the town. I know there's been some pushback in the past, but there's a couple of things that I had thought that it might actually be beneficial for the town in a few different ways. So I went and I was talked to Scott Janess through Borderline Ridge Runners, because I know he's opened up a lot of other towns in the area and had good luck.
Yeah, I don't go there.
In talking to Scott, he said he knows there was a lot of pushback, but he's got a list of towns here that I'll read off that are open: Albany, Barton Village, only the marked roads; Brownington, all town roads; Charleston, Coventry, Derby Line, Glover, Holland, Irisburg, Jay, Lowell, Morgan, Newport City, Newport Town, North Troy, Orleans, Troy, and Westfield. Now, with that list, they've had zero fatalities. They've had zero major incidents. They've had, let me regroup here a little bit and back up. So, basically for Borderline Ridge Runners to step behind the town and say, "Hey, we'll help you with it," we would have to open our town roads up. And I'm not saying every single road. I think there's a few roads that probably shouldn't be open. One of would be Long Pond Road, because Newark on the other end is closed, so it doesn't even make sense to have them up there. Old Cottage Lane is another one. It's kind of a narrow, it could be a dangerous situation. So in my eyes, some of those roads probably shouldn't be open. But like 16 is open all the way up to the town line in Barton for ATVs. So we have ATVs coming through town anyways. But what are they doing? They're speeding because they want to get through town because they know Westmore's not legal. If we were to open the roads, then we can get possibly the state to open up from the end of Long Pond Road so they'd have access to the store to Route 16. The state won't look at it unless the town opens some roads up. So if we open them up and are able to get them onto 5A, what better way than slowing these cars down that are doing 60 miles an hour by having ATVs that are doing the speed limit wearing their helmets because they want to continue to use the trail? You're always going to have one bad egg in a group, but you have the same thing with cars going down the road. You have the same thing with dump trucks going down the road. It's not a final thing, but it's something I'd like people to really think about, that we could bring some revenue into the town. Last summer, I personally stopped probably 40 or 50 ATVs in the town and said, "Hey, the roads aren't open. I personally own them. I'd love to be on the road. I'd love to be able to see the roads open. But running around when they're not open is not going to help that situation. Every single person was very grateful to hear it. They would love to be able to come into town and use the beat to go to the store, go up to, have supper at the Gap. It would open a lot of people coming in and out, that are using renting the camps and renting the Airbnbs. I don't know what other people's thoughts are. I'm sure there's some that want to drive me out the wall and beat me to a crisp now, but.
But one other thing is we are pushing or hoping to get that 1% rooms and meals tax in. So it's only to our benefit to increase the usage in the Gap and the store to be a good supporting town for our businesses. If we're trying to get that 1%, the more business they do, the better we do.
I just want to call your attention to the letter signed by the select board in 2021.
Yes.
I think.
You say open roads, you mentioned.
Just a reminder that that was signed.
Isaiah, there is no distinction about opening or closing any roads due to, if you read this, we don't have an ordinance. We don't have anything that officially opens or closes any of the roads for ATV use. I think that you proposed when you started to talk about putting it on for the town meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So that the whole town can vote or whoever's at meeting, then that would hold.
Yep. And that and
That would
that's
be the final hold, right?
and when I mentioned it to David, he said we gotta start here at a select board meeting so that we can get it to the town
Okay.
report
Yeah.
or warning.
Oh, the warning, right.
What,
Okay.
Carol Davis, what other process is there other than putting it on the warning and getting an opinion from the town? Are there other things that need to be done?
I think there would have to be just an ordinance written by the select board at that point to allow ATVs to use the roads
Or not to use
or
them
not to use them.
based on what the
Two
town decides.
and two other points that I'd like to make is Newport Center, when they first opened up their roads, they required ATVs to purchase a stick. Now, it's a catch 22 because it's harder to see, but it's harder to pinpoint that every ATV that comes through town has it. But they charged, I think it was $30 per sticker, and they had quite a few people that purchased those stickers, and that was all revenue coming into town. And it said, hey, it's supporting the local. The other thing to think about is right now we do have those ATVs coming in and out of town. There is nothing for enforcement on them because we haven't allowed them to be on the roads. If we allow them to be on the roads, state police, fish and game, and sheriff's department all have officers with ATVs that enforce the laws.
You had a hand up there
I
for a
was
while.
just going to mention the sticker set.
Okay.
Cindy Kriegel, and I've been through this process every 4 years, 2017, 18, 2021, and I know a large number of people like myself, though I'm intending to become a Vermont resident in the near future, are paying high taxes, own property. And a lot of us have a lot of questions about having the ATVs able to be on the roads in Westmoor. One, you mentioned the safety, but I think also there's just the fact that this is a beautiful place. And if I were an ATV rider, I would choose to come here before other places. And I think we could open ourselves up to being a Mecca for ATV riders. And we already have a lot of congestion in the summer, from what I see, at both ends of the lake. I think it could cause a lot of problems for the town. I also feel that property owners like myself should have a say, though I can understand that the voting residents in the community are the ones who make the decisions. But I think there's going to be a lot of pushback from people who own property, pay high taxes, who don't have a say. You know, some of them may want the ATVs on the road. I'm not saying they won't. But I do feel that we shouldn't be shut out from a decision like this that will really alter the community in terms of having more traffic, more people at the beaches. I see that the roads have to be repaired so much. I don't know how that will affect it. Our family has had property at Wheeler Mountain since 1970. And I know that people, you know, once you open the roads, people go on Wheeler Mountain. Sutton doesn't have that part of the road. It's pretty impassable for a normal car. But that's not open to ATVs. But I know ATVs go up there and they go over the fields that are along Wheeler Mountain Road. And I also don't think there's a lot of enforcement. I remember when we went through this before, we had Fish and Wildlife coming in and saying, we have such a large territory to surveil, we can't be enforcing. And there are problems enforcing traffic speeding here. I just think there are a lot of issues that should be brought to the public. And I think they should be brought to the public after July 4th, when there are a lot of people here. You know, this timing, right before the holidays, in the middle of winter, when people are avoiding the cold weather. I mean, people who are voting residents too. You know, it's just not a good timing for the community, as far as I see, to bring this up. That's all I have to say.
There's a question, Diane, later.
Yeah.
Diane?
What? No, I don't have a question. I do have a comment, though.
Oh, your hand's up. Okay. Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Elaine?
Yes, we can.
Okay. I remember in 21 when the issue came up before that the town received over 40 pieces of correspondence against opening the roads, and safety was a major issue. There was also concern about damage to 20 miles of unpaid road, and there was feeling that there would be little economic benefit to the town in actual dollars except for a couple of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
The select board's response to send a letter to everybody who had expressed an opinion, I think, was unprecedented. I don't ever remember anything like that regarding any issue that's come up before the town and has been controversial. I'd like to just speak to the issue of safety for a second. I am assuming that Isaiah's data on the local towns is correct. I have no way to check that. But since 2021, when the issue was up before the select board before, I've been logging news articles about ATV accidents resulting in injury or death in Vermont and New Hampshire, primarily through the Caledonia Record, but also through other news alerts. I know I don't have all of them covered, but I do have articles about three deaths in Vermont, Bristol and Sheffield in 2022, and Chester in 2023. And I have another 12 ATV accidents resulting in injury. Most of those were reported in the Caledonia Record. So I think there's certainly enough to convince me that there's a safety issue here. I agree with Cindy that if the select board's going to consider this request, I urge you to hold at least one public meeting on this. And since non-resident property owners are responsible for a major portion of the income through their taxes, I would request that you hold at least one after the town's non-resident property owners return, perhaps in early July.
There's a question. Thank you, Diane.
I don't have a
question. My name is Kelly Casey. You know, if we could figure out a way to make it so that if we opened up our roads, the ATVs that are on our roads are helping us pay the town to help keep up our roads, fix our roads, bring money into the economy here, you know, make things even better. That would be great. Now that the fishing game, the state police, and the sheriff's department, they all have side-by-sides that can go on the trails and be more efficient. They could possibly be here more, just like in a snowmobile. They all have snowmobile police wheels, whatever they're called. they go on the Speedo trails, and they do the same thing they do on the roads. They make sure that they're following what they're doing. Doing that, their things that they're doing correctly, their speeds, their different things. They could do that for us. They could do that for
memberships.
I just think I know that this is going to be a very hard thing for this town, but I think it would be a good thing if we could figure out how to make it pay for itself and help the town at the same time.
So you're saying you'd like to get something on a question in at town meeting?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Absolutely.
That letter, I don't know if you can until read that letter.
Well, I did, but it just basically said that they dropped out and the town voted not to. I mean, anything the selectmen do can be voted and changed the other way.
Yeah, so you have to do that.
It's not a sentence. Yeah, you rescind one, and I'm not for them running on every road in town, but to me, Cook Road or 16.
You know my opinion is, it's just like, they go by my place all the time, so they're running anyways, and I think you can attest to that. So if you had some kind of a little bite in this, then these guys that would enforce it would feel more like coming, but there's nothing there. That's
mine. Can I say something to David? David is a
identify yourself, Linda Kinsley.
Linda Kinsley.
Okay.
I live up the road from David, and David, we might see them once in a while, but it is nothing like some of the people that I know, taxpayers that live in Albany, Irisburg, other towns that are bombarded day and night by the sound of these things, that you can hear them coming from miles away because they've opened up their roads. Now, yes, there are one or two that come screaming by. You can hear them 2 miles away, and it's just like the loudest, horrible noise. They're throwing beer cans. I mean, it's just crazy. And if you talk to anybody in any of these towns that have been opened up to this,
non-riders.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Just residents.
Residents. Talk to residents in towns where it's opened up. And it's like living at the Indianapolis freeway. And it's pretty sad. I mean, we live out here in the middle of nowhere for a reason, for the tranquility, for the quiet, you know? And we have to take care of our road. Nobody comes and fixes it for us, our driveways. And we've already said no to this, and why it's coming up again. And like Isaiah, you mentioned all these towns that already have these RV or whatever they called ATVs. Do they really need another town? Do they really need to come to Westmore? And absolutely, like somebody else, I have one more thing to say and then I'll be quiet. Yes, this has to be a vote for summer people too, because they're the ones who are going to suffer. This isn't happening in the winter now. You know, we allow snowmobilers on our property. Their machines are quiet. They're not tearing up our roads, and they're being respectful. But summer people are the ones who are going to really hear these machines out there, and they are loud, and they don't have a good reputation of being very friendly. And the other person who talked about deaths, I can tell you two that have died, two young people from the Barton Graded School who died in Barton on these machines.
They weren't on a
Yeah, I
trailer
don't.
or a road.
I'm sorry.
They weren't on a trailer or a road. And respectfully, Linda, I'd like to just, I know a lot of people that are side by side. I've spent $26,000 on one myself. If people that you're going to have a bad egg anywhere, it's no matter what, you're going to have one in a group. But side by sides are no louder for the most part than a
Motorcycle.
snowmobile or a motorcycle or half of these cars that are running around with no exhausts.
Well, you know, the one or two is fine. Like I said, we open up our roads and it's going to be mobs of them. They travel in packs and it's crazy. I don't like, we live here and you'll hear like the occasional landowner go by. You know, maybe he's done with work at night and he's going for a ride. No big deal. But if you open it up to these traveling packs of ATV people, it's a whole different scenario. And there is already congestion at the beach with parking and, you know.
Well, actually, you can park about two to three side by sides or five to six ATVs where you can park one of these pickups.
Great.
Okay.
What happens when both of them are there?
Yeah.
There's
Yeah.
one more question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Linda. Karen?
Oh wait, Ben has one thing. He's sitting next to me.
Okay.
Okay.
One of the things, if you look at the town charter, it does have a the protecting the natural resources and peace and tranquility in the 2012 survey ranked number one reasons to live in Westmore. That would definitely go away with ATVs. As a landowner who has, and we've dealt with ATVs here, you know, we've had property damage, we've had confrontations. There's a lot of people that, you know, like, I wouldn't want up here. If there's a gate, they try to figure out how to go around it, and we've had damage to my property by people doing that. I'm not that excited about ATVs, you know, at all. And I think that if the summer residents in particular would be greatly disappointed with the amount of noise that would come with these. That's it.
So they deserve a vote. Summer deserves a vote.
Thank you.
Thank
There's
you for
one. There's a.
listening.
There's one more person on the.
Up here before.
Yeah. Karen.
Hi there, it's Karen Davenport, and so we're up on Long Pond Road. We're obviously not there now, in the frigidness of our snowy winter that has set upon us so early. I just want to say that I think the Kinsleys, their points are very, very poignant. We are revisiting stuff that we did back in 2021 and even before. And also, Cynthia, you did a lot of work the first time in bringing stuff up on this. I think it's really kind of sneaky to pull this at Christmas time. I agree with that. And the people who are not there, we really care. We are in Westmore for the peace and tranquility. When I sit on my dock, I can hear the ATVs coming up my road. And sometimes there'll be packs of six or eight of them, and they're not supposed to be on Long Pond Road. And we've called before, and they can't do anything about it. And I don't understand why that's the case. If it's not legal, why can't they get them? And they are throwing beer cans. They are loud, and they go so fast, it scares the heck out of me that somebody is going to have a crash, and I'm going to be the nearest house with a phone. And I don't want to be that person. I have a friend from high school. And her son, wonderful, wonderful, really great young man, was respecting the law on a very well-maintained dirt road down in the Woodstock area here. And there was a rock, and he took his eyes off for 1 second, and he went off into a tree. These machines are very dangerous. They are incredibly dangerous at high speed. I think they have their uses. I think that if you want to run them at high speeds, do it on a track, make it a sport, but it should not be on our Vermont roads. And I feel very strongly about that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ellie Mycott, and I've been here before too, along with Cindy, but I also had all my notes from 2021. And some of the things that they had stated, Vermont State Police and Lamoille County Sheriff policies are to not pursue ATVs in violation of traffic laws because pursuit often ends with accident and or injury to ATV riders. Another point is ATVs are unsafe for the roadways. The majority of ATV deaths take place on these roads, and actions is needed to reverse this dangerous trend. The Specialty Vehicle Institute of America is a national not-for-profit trade association representing manufacturers and distribution of all-terrain vehicles, ATVs, in the U.S. Their report states that ATVs are designed, manufactured, and sold for off-road use only. Permitted on-road use of ATVs, including modified ATVs, would be in conflict with manufacturers' intention for their proper use and would be contrary to federal safety requirements. ATV Safe Institute riding tips: never ride on paved roads except to cross. And then it says, don't ride on paved roads are designed for off-road. Now, they tell you ATV to stay off the street. ATVs are typically licensed for off-highway use and are not safe or designed to be driven on certain pavements. Also, ATVs generally operate at an 85 to 100 decibels range, which is universally regarded as hazardous. And our roads are so noisy already with the motorcycles and the traffic. And I was in Barton one time when a bunch of the ATVs came through, and it was unbelievable. I have a friend in Coventry, and she said, if you ever ask you to do this, don't do it because it's terrible. It is so loud. It's so loud because their engines rev up very high RPM and have shortened exhaust systems, have poorly insulated or non-existent engine compartments, and are generally ridden very fast wherever they go. I've had them go by my house, and they're not going the speed limit. And they're running down to I could hear them go all the way down. They also have one that goes down my old 5A. A kid has one. And my friend over there, that's just not good. Let me see what else I have in here.
Ellie, can I say something to you, to everybody?
Yeah.
I work in North Country Hospital. I'm Kelly again. I work in North Country Hospital. I've worked the ER for almost 2 years as a registration. So I see the ambulances come in. I see the patients come in. I hear the calls.
Yes.
And we've had a couple in the 2 years that I've been there. We've had maybe two ATV accidents that have come in, and it was not because they were on the road. They were kids playing on their own property with their parents watching and got into an accident and flipped the ATV.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But if they're on the road, this is, I mean, our road, we're trying all this stuff to make the road safer. We're spending money on a scoping grant to help make the road safer. And this is not going to make it safer.
But
And
mostly.
everybody that's down here that, is on 5A, and honest to God, when I'm at the co town cottage, I never thought the cars went so fast down there, but they do. They travel down this road on Hidden Hill, and they travel down Long Pond, and it's so fast and so loud. It's dangerous. It's not only dangerous for the drivers or on the vehicle, but there's people walking, and this is not good. There was a kid that came down, and I tried to catch him to tell him this is not allowed. He just zoomed right by me.
Because
Oh,
he knows right now.
Can we move? Can we, Jason? Did you have something you
And then
wanted
there's
to?
another one here.
Yeah. Different experiences, different perspective. I Jason, I think most of you know I live on the corner. Where do I live on the corner here? As far as traffic goes, I think it would be hard pressed that anybody lives with more traffic than I do in the summer. I've seen a substantial increase in ATV traffic over the last 2 years. And I can tell you by far from our experience, they have been quieter, slower, and more respectful than anybody, than just about everybody we see on motorcycles. They are not in front of the North Beach squealing their tires, doing burnouts, doing wheelies down the stretch where the motorcycles are. They go to the stop sign, they stop, and they go up the road. So when you look at that, and then you look at the location of Westmoor, and you look at the surrounding areas, Westmoor's kind of, in my eyes, kind of uniquely located, just as we are for snowmobile trails, right? There's not a lot on our snowmobile trails per se. There's a couple restaurants, and but we're a connector, right? So being able to be a connector to allow people to get to the store, to get to the restaurant, and to get to other areas, I personally think makes sense from a town's perspective. It will get people here. You will get, I would assume, I'm assuming something, you will get better buy-in from your businesses who get the ATV traffic if you're looking at increasing that 1%, right? But they're not going to buy into something if they're not going to get some benefit out of it. And again, this is based on our experience. You don't have to open the roads to everyone, but you if you don't get skin in the game, you're going to get what you get now, which is people driving their ATVs up the road illegally and the cops driving by and waving at them. Because that's what happens now. They're not going to go after them and they're not going to stop them. Even if they don't have to do a pursuit, they're not going to stop them. So if you get some skin in the game and you can control it, that may benefit the town. And as far as, and this is again, different perspective, this was discussed in 2000 or 2021, and that's fine. Things are different, right? More people have moved to Westmoor, more people have gone out, taxes have gone up, services have gone down. If we're not going to try to be more proactive about how we can collect money from others, we're going to continue to have the same debates that we have at these meetings every other month about why are our taxes going up and our services going down. If we don't find a way to capitalize on bringing the people into the town, then we're not doing our jobs. We're just going to continue to have people using the beach for free, not giving money to the town, us having to foot the bill and complaining that our taxes are going up. So I think just because we've talked about it before doesn't, and it's not just ATVs, it could be anything, that we have to be more proactive and thoughtful about times have changed and how do we capitalize on this to balance everything. We're not gonna make a fortune on anything, but it'd be nice to have a balance.
And bounce off of what Jason said about connecting trail. City of Newport, it's not what you'd think of as the ideal place to go ATV, right? But they're a connecting trail for people to get through.
They got a lot of places they can go.
When they opened Newport City, there was a lot of people there. That first month or two, there was a lot of people. Last summer, I drove through Newport City probably once a week or so. I never saw an ATV all summer. So it's one of those things. I think, you'll see a boost of, hey, it's open, we can go, but it will taper off.
This is a
There's a
historic
question here too afterwards. Can you tell
and
David?
that's, that's part of the, that's one of the gems that we have because it is a scenic byway. And, it just doesn't make sense if we're trying to reduce traffic and take care of the roads, and we pay for the roads. They're not going to pay for the roads. It just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry, but it really doesn't. It's not good for the town.
There's a question here that's been
Okay.
art.
Hi, I'm glad I finally got recognized. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I Somebody mentioned $26,000 they paid for an ATV, and I didn't get a name on that, and I apologize. It might be my hearing that's gone, but I don't think it was mentioned, and I was curious who it might have been.
That's Isaiah.
Okay, Isaiah, thank you very much. I wish you'd introduce yourself before you spoke, but I've been sitting here and I was almost falling asleep.
All right. Can you wait? Just yeah. Can I say something?
This is David.
Yeah, this is David.
No, I
And
know who it is.
hi, how are you doing? What
I'm
what's
doing
puzzling me
okay.
is
Old.
we're talking about ATV. So an ATV, what is an ATV? What is an SUV? Or what's the classifications of these different types? Because I see the side by sides. What are they really called?
Well, the UTV,
All terrain
yeah,
vehicle.
all terrain.
They're
SUV is
classified just like a ATV.
ATV. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So go ahead. All right. I just
Okay, was that a question to me? I didn't know. I apologize. The concern I have is, and it's been mentioned before, that I've been around for a while, and it's been a noise factor that I can handle. I can handle the lake lapping against the sides of the mountains. I can handle the boats going by. I was over in Barton. Somebody mentioned that I was over in Barton, and there was a parade of about six ATVs going through the town, and it was relatively loud. It was relatively obstructive. I just think it's something we don't need at this point. It certainly is not going to bring a lot of money in. At 1%, I think you're wasting your time. I certainly don't think it's going to repair roads. Again, a dream. I think the people that are going to handle the roads are your summer people. And I think this needs to be taken up after the 4th of July. The summer people do put a large amount of funds in to repair the roads, to plow the roads when they're not there, to maintain a number of things within the town. I just think it needs to be taken in perspective with everybody that's involved in it and not just a few people at the town meeting. And I appreciate the chance to make my point known. Thank you.
There's one more question. There's
One more.
one more. Donna?
Hi. I was on the phone, but
Actually, two more.
Just so you know, I changed over to this because on the phone you can't kind of get in. But I think the other thing you have to consider is our private roads. I know I have a problem already with an ATV that goes on a town road and then goes on to my private road, even though the sign says PVT. And that becomes a liability for the landowner because the road's there and they don't care that it says private or public or whatever. So I'd like to know how the town would address that to help the people that are paying the taxes for the town rather than worrying about people that are not part of our town. And the second thing is sometimes I think we want to cater to too many people. And I think you need to put the townspeople first. And that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Donna. Katie?
Hi,
Katie
Katie.
Anderson.
Katie Anderson, Long Pond Road, full-time resident, who I'm totally in favor of all of the people that are taxpayers in town having a say in this. I treasure the second homeowners, and they bring so much to our town, and they treasure their camps that have been with them for many, many years and their families. And we have to include the second homeowners in any kind of vote. But as somebody that goes up and down Long Pond Road all year long, I will tell you in the summer, that store is so congested, an ambulance couldn't get by. So I cannot imagine what it would be like if there were ATVs in addition to cars there trying to pull in and out of the store. They're lined up all along the road on both sides of a Long Pond Road to try to get in to buy whatever folks want to buy. There absolutely is no room for ATVs as well. The other thing is the fishing access that are around town for all the ponds and the main fishing access. If you talk to the game wardens, they can even when folks park there that are not fishing, they can't even find people for that. They are so frustrated at times when people are swimming in fishing accesses and et cetera. They would not have time to police ATVs as well as keeping a fishing access open for fishermen and fisherwomen. So this, it's the summer is just such a busy time, and I just can't even imagine why we'd even contemplate this. So that's my little say as a full-time resident, and I love the second homeowners, and we have to consider how they feel about this issue. Thank you.
Okay, I think Wally's trying to.
We moved here almost 30, about 30 years ago, and we moved here for the peace and quiet of Westmore. We chose to live here for that. And over the years, we've seen so much. Westmore has lost so much, and now some of the beach areas and parking at the lake at Willoughby for swimming or for doing anything there. It's hard to find a parking place. It's hard to use our own beach because there's so many out-of-staters and no towns. And we've seen Westmore become a lot less of what we saw when we moved in 1992, I think it was. It's changed quite a bit. And I'm on Lakeview Road, and we've seen parades of ATVs going down and going back up. Of course, I think what they're doing is going down a little bit up towards Sutton and so forth. We've had close accidents. I had a close accident one last too, as well, going around curb. I hear a lot about the money that it'll bring in, but what about the noise and the dangers and some of the other things that we have to put up with? Westmore is a beautiful place, and it stands alone pretty much as far as not allowing the A's and B's. Why not? I mean, why not stand alone? Why do we have to do what everybody else is doing? It's a beautiful place, and I hope everybody realizes what we have here. Allowing ATVs to flood the town, it doesn't help me. I just think of it. Oh, I do have one for you. I did look up, it's titled, first, when I heard that this was going to happen, I did a quick internet research. The very first slide I came to, it says, new study finds that ATVs should not be operated on paved or unpaved roads. And it goes on and gives all the statistics. It was done in 2015 with a study. So if anybody's interested, easy to find them. So ATVs aren't even supposed to be on, but I don't know how long because it's
Yeah, we gotta kind of cut this short because we've got a long meeting tonight.
Thank you.
Okay.
Very short. The most important thing about Willoughby and the surrounding mountains is how magnificent they are. And for folks who need more than that, go to the Jersey Shore. Go to places that cater to all the excitement you desire and all the recreation. But we are invested in protecting what is uniquely special about Willoughby. And I'll just say it's magnificence.
David, can I ask add something really quick?
Yeah.
As a car, they update cars, they make cars different, they change them around all the time, trying to make them more efficient, make them better, change their tires. Do different treads to see how for fuel consumption and how they grip the road, different types of road, winter, fall, mud, dry, whatever. They do the same thing with ATVs, UTVs. There's different types of tires. They have different size motors. They have small ones that you can have that have two people. Ours, we have two people that can ride in it, maybe three if you're skinny enough. But then they have the bigger ones. They change them every so often to, just to see how things are going and change the tires. So yes, 2021, they're telling us not to ride. 2025, 2015, they're telling us not to run. But in those years, it's been 10 years. 10 years since Wally's thing has been revamped. Not his, but what he read. From then to now, they've changed a lot of things with those machines. Those machines have changed an immense amount from when I was a kid or when they first came out. I mean, so it's just like a car. So that's something to keep in mind. Yes, safety is a factor. It's a huge thing that we need to think about, but they are making things so that they do different things. Right.
Okay.
Peggy Zimmer,
Yeah.
are ATVs prohibited from state roads in Vermont?
Like if this was, say, if we opened 16 from the town garage to the GAT, they couldn't get to the GAT without the town applying to the state
For a
to
permit.
for
The
a permit.
state.
The state would have to
The
give a
state.
permit to
It's a
go
long
on.
step in the process. You'd have to go to the Department of Transportation.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is there a reason the state prohibits?
Because they
Yeah.
dictate
Morley
what
Rogers
you
is
can and cannot do on a
probably.
state road.
They do
Yeah.
open
Standing
roads
up
up
when Derek
with,
Davis said,
you
"Why
know,
is that
with
Morley Rogers?"
permission.
Yeah.
The town applies for it and they do open up sections.
Yeah. It's not that they would open the state road completely. They just open like a connector trail so you can get from town road or from trail to trail.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
My name's Ray Pike. I just want to say it seems like it's more of an issue, kind of like the jet skis on the lake.
Yeah.
It's not more just safety, it's more what the town people want, considering like why the jet skis were banned because of the sound and the speed and all that, and we don't want them with the cut with the other boats. It seems like some of the residents here are worried about with the ATVs, with the cars. It seems a lot of similarity in those two. And I think you guys should just consider thinking about that too,
Okay.
about how they're similar and reasons why you might not want them in here or why you might want them. But
I
I
don't
think they're a
think
lot similar.
we're not going to make a decision say
No,
that. We're going to allow.
I'm
That's
saying the
not
town residents.
something that
I'm
this
saying
was brought up
opinion.
so we could get
Opinion.
opinion, or do we want to go further like at town meeting and
Right.
ask that
And that's
question?
the reason why
That's
it's being
why.
brought up now, because I've
Right.
heard the mention, well, why are you bringing this up? That was the reason. We're getting ready for town meeting warnings.
Right.
So that's why it's being
Right.
brought up now.
Yeah.
It's not like we're all saying, yeah,
No,
let's do it.
no.
We're not.
Just saying it seems like most of the town residents have two sides because mostly it seems like about what they're going to bring in, not really the safety, more of the congestion and all that kind of thing. That same we were concerned about with the jet skis.
There's one more hand here, but
Okay.
I don't know.
No,
Donna?
it's Katie again.
Oh, Katie.
I just say, let's just say no now. Let's just like not go through the agony of this again. It's just there's no benefit, and there's no enforcement. There's no benefit. The town tre the townspeople treasure what Willoughby is, and they love Westmore the way it is. So let's just say no and just not go through any more debate on it. Let's just I
Okay.
agree. We've already said
Take it off the agenda.
Okay.
We've already
We're
done that.
yeah, I think
we're all
what?
done. Yeah, I think we've done nothing
Done.
left.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay, we're
Thank
all
you.
done that one.
Yep.
For now, anyways. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so
I'm sorry to interrupt, but was there a decision?
No, there
Um,
was
no.
so it's still up in the air as to whether or not it will be discussed at town meeting or whatever.
Still up in the air.
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm not good.
Thank you.
We need to deal with the bits because
you haven't met.
yeah, with that.
Okay, so
That's
you got to
what
move that up.
over there.
Is that what he? That's it.
No.
Yep. You're here for the bids, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's
what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
So he must have, does he have his?
Yep, here to give it.
Oh.
Who's here?
There you go.
And who's the gentleman
Here.
with the coat on?
No, from Pike.
Norman
With the
Pat,
tailcoat?
no, sitting in the corner on the very end behind Carol.
Okay.
He's from
They
Pike
don't have the two.
Industries
Right.
for the bid.
Got it.
Oh, here he is right here.
Thank you.
Hey, Elaine.
Yes.
Can you write down who's down?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
Thank you.
I didn't have time to hook
Just
that one
before
up.
then, I'll get jump off.
Okay, and what exactly was this for paving cost?
Paid for that grant we
No,
have
there. It's a
here.
paving bid.
For the paving, thank you.
16 and North.
Sorry.
North Road, and they put in a bid for Long Pond if you guys want to go that route. So it was just.
Paving on Long Pond
Yeah, if they're going to
and
go that route.
paving on Long
I
Pond.
think it's all going to depend on what bids come out in that and what we
Yeah,
got more
what we
for.
got to do.
Yeah.
It's this, Miriam.
Is it?
I thought we were going to get more from the
Okay,
state
thank
than what we're
you.
getting. So we're only looking at 150,000 from the state.
Is it been
So,
on the schedule to pave?
They don't pay the but over here, they don't pay the 20. You know, we'll just pay 20, they pay 80. To a certain amount at a cap. Yeah.
To a cap.
Yeah, to a cap. He said he might be able to swing 200, but he didn't think so. He said you should
Where's
just plan out
paving?
150,000 from them. Yeah, I was figuring more 250 from them, but yeah, no, I talked to him the other day.
Now, who's
So,
on?
Eric Pope, he's the one that does all the grants for us. But so he was
Is it
saying,
because we need to wait a little longer to do it, or is it just.
no, just what they have for money, I guess. So I think we're seeing everything get trimmed from grants. So we might not be able to do what we want to do.
Oh, you would be a good one before we get into this too far to ask the question about, did you ask him about, like, say, Long Pond Road over here? You would normally do a inch and a half or inch shim coat or half inch shim coat, then an inch and a half.
Correct.
What happens time-wise? Like, are you good for 8 years if you do an inch shim coat and just call that a finished product?
So I'm going to use New Hampshire as an example. They do the 3/4 of an inch to an inch. Okay. 5 years, they treat it again.
5 years.
5 years. You go thicker, 2 inches. In theory, you would think it lasts 10 years, but it don't. 7 to 10 years, you got to treat it again. That's,
So you don't
and a
get.
lot of it is because what's underneath the roads. You know, these roads weren't really built like the interstate was.
Yeah.
You know, they're old, I call it woodchuck dirt. You know, because they pulled everything in and threw
Yeah.
some gravel over it and paved over the top of it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
Yeah, I was just trying to
right.
figure out the, are you better off to do an inch shim coat every 6 years than to do the 2 inch every 10 years? Numbers wise, how do you gain or lose?
Well, so the only thing you do gain is, you know, at a 1 inch shim. If the road's all deformed, that 1 inch is not going to cover it very, very thick in a lot of areas. You're
Yeah,
going to
get a
plop it
four.
right off.
Get it.
Right. So if you don't put it on thick enough, then you don't come back. Well, at least it stay together. It may crack, but at least it ain't going to all peel off, you know. So. So do you recommend two weeks or
What
what?
we got?
I would, yes.
Well,
Just that way you can shape the road up
I think
and
that,
you got
that's,
something.
but I guess
No,
that's
that's
just
just that was
total.
my placeholder.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay, thank you.
that's for all.
All
Long
three.
Pond, and this one,
That
this
one
one
Dan
for all
sent
three as
them.
well. Yeah, this is
And that's what
for
they're
this is
bidding on.
for Route
Right, Dan,
16.
this
That
here.
16 was, Newark was 90 per.
Dan, are we going to approve this tonight? The bonds? This.
We should to go on the thing, but we don't have to,
Okay.
and that's the,
Not
we don't
anymore.
get state funding, we don't have
That's
to do it
not
anyway.
anymore. Yeah.
Is that what are your? Yeah,
When do you
no,
find
it's
that
gonna be.
out?
It's
What are your three numbers of?
Next
Which
year
one
in
do
April at that meeting?
you how much
Well,
money? I'd probably find
so
out before. He's pretty much guaranteed us
this isn't
150.
a total then.
Oh,
No,
Ike?
that ain't
Oh,
total. No,
Eric Hope, the guy
Eric.
that comes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
195 for
That's the
going to.
state, 150.
You can take your chair.
That's 4 inches now. You gotta remember. That's not
You're doing a
effective.
4 inch?
4-inch because it's
Wow.
movable for dirt.
Wow.
Okay. Does it need to be like that? No. But if you do what we call a base coat, you got to remember you got to go back to it at some point. You're not going to walk away from it and think it's going to last 10 years because it's not. You know, it's what we call a base course thing. So.
That's what the total is for the for
Right.
all of them.
And this is what the total is for all three through gray.
And
Can I see that slide the other way?
Yeah, you want.
Yeah,
yeah,
I can
but
figure that out
we
when I get
gotta
recorded.
we gotta see the number of what grays tonnage like
Okay.
on no 174. No, so you're all using the same bid sheet.
Yeah.
The only way it's apples to apples.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way it
Yep.
has to be, but okay.
That's
What's your number
basically
again?
apple to apple, for what I'm
This
saying, for
is
what
fight. Yeah.
the bid
And
model
this
is.
is
Sure.
gray.
What
Okay.
is it? Is
Yeah,
it
no,
for you?
that's there's quite a bit different.
What's the number again? I haven't.
354,
That's the end of
352, about 100,000 cheaper
and
for
439,
I figured.
80 down.
So
But
you want to sit in there?
I don't think we have it in the
353,
budget to do them all.
No.
So that's where I
What was Grace?
439,600.
Yes.
No.
So that's why we were trying to see where we're at, to find out
Yeah.
what we can pave and what we can't pave
Yeah,
for next year. That's why I want to get it done now instead of waiting till spring.
and we got one. We paid 150 from the state,
150 from the state, so
so we really got like
yeah. Okay,
if you
probably.
count what the town
Yeah. So like what me and Norm talked about, instead of paving Newark Road,
so
you know, the
there
4 inches,
that's
do
left
a base
here.
now and then go back in 2 or 3 years and put a
Yeah.
top on it. Save about
Just to give you an
80,000.
idea, anyways, I did I broke it down like that. The
Um,
only thing we have to
because
do is write
I,
yeah,
the first
no,
thing we can do is
yeah,
just
they had a
yeah.
bottom line
Right
that
there.
you didn't
Yeah.
even see.
Because what I thought, the state was going to
Yeah.
give us about 250 to 260, and they're not. That's from the 80%. We just threw a ballpark out there. And then I talked to Eric the other day. He said that 150 was what we should count on. If he can come up with another 50, he can, but don't count on it. So, like I
What, and
said,
did that one include the
that won't do anything with Long
thought?
Pond. That'll only do 16 in Newark.
Yeah.
That's Newark,
Because,
it'll do
yeah,
Newark.
Newark, and it would do 16.
So,
That's
if this
all that would
Newark,
cover.
if this North, you're talking.
So this is just doing the base on Newark
And
and then 16.
we could shim, not shim, we
Where's
could shrink up the
the
reclaiming to save
base?
some
That's
money, but.
not just the bases. I mean, where's the number that matches up to it?
So
Yeah.
if we did the full north,
But he
basically you're
didn't.
getting that one.
Is there a number
In
here
other
for
words,
that
forget
1300?
That's
the
not
one
what
over
I
here. If
wanted.
you use that all up, that'll be
Okay.
66,000 for
This would
Tucker,
do
or
more
something like that.
growth to go to
If you
put the
did feel
base.
it kind of time enough, be
Yeah,
66. But if you only did a base on
Oh,
there and you
and
saved 80,000,
and then this up here is
it'd
your
be almost a wash,
shingle
it'd be close.
right.
But what the heck is
State still
both
give
of
80% on the Newark
right
one?
now the top?
They'll only give us
That's
150,000. I thought they were going to give us 80% and collect the whole thing.
only
Well,
they're not.
because
They just said 150.
We might be able to squeeze two, but shut on 150.
What we can do is we're gonna just
Yeah,
both accept the bids. The bid is basically
we're gonna.
where is that? Is that the bid?
That's the
No,
secondary.
Yeah,
so
this is the bid for the
I
whole
want to see the numbers though. I mean, the numbers are
of each road.
well, there's a number that I've seen earlier.
Yeah, there's some in the background though.
Well, it's
yeah, I thought, like I
No.
said, I thought they were going to give
Well,
us 80% of
yeah, but they just
that.
said now it's 150.
Oh.
Any one of those three.
I see $90.
Only two.
Yeah,
We
yeah.
got
That's
two.
what I
want to base.
Long Pond and
Yeah.
Long Pond
Yeah.
will cover it all. That's on the
$90.
town.
Yeah, right
I'm
there.
sorry you said that, right?
That's on. That's what we're basing everything. It's
The
basically
only
$90 a
grant this goes for
ton.
is
Yeah.
Pass 2, which is by the
He
beach
does
on
$90.
16
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
We're
Newark
going
Road
to bid it at
is.
$90 a ton.
That's right. Okay.
Then we can work it back and forth as to what. Now, I know you're going to say, well,
You made these numbers on a certain amount of tonnage. Yeah.
So again, you know, depending on what you decide to do, is that if we do less, price is going to go up $1.75.
Yeah, because
$1.75 per ton for
yeah. So this, David, is if he just
unless
does a
you
base coat on Newark. Cold
oh, I see.
plating for 16 and pave 16.
Yeah.
But the price per ton is $1.75 a ton more because he's doing less paving.
91.75.
And yeah, the point, you know, is the shoulders. Now, the shoulders as a hypothetical number because, again, how much are you going to do? You know, if you do less paint, the shoulders is out. You know, well, you're going to do less on the shoulders.
You know, Norm, if you charge half as much, we'd use you twice as
Yeah, that's a so.
We're hoping to use the reclaiming or the cold planing grindings to save money and have a shoulder to that. So that's what I was hoping to do the whole thing. But if we shrink the cold planing out, save what, 5 or 6,000 and ish. So, because I want to go from town line
Oh, it's piping.
to 16, but if we only have to do by the beach, then we save 5 or 6,000.
No, let me, yeah.
So, because you have to do by the
Now, like from the beach to the town garage, where that in pretty good shape, what would be the purpose of cold planing it? I mean, you're not trying to get out rough parts and because it's pretty good shape.
So the elevation is going to increase when you pave without cold planing.
Yeah.
You got holes in that.
Well, I'm talking beyond the beach, from
Beyond
the
the beach.
beach out through.
As long again, you know,
Because you're basically making expensive gravel once you cold plane, right? I mean, that's what you're.
you don't need to, that's correct. So, you
But.
know, once you decide, if you were to decide that, then, you know, we could rework the numbers, you know, as far as the cold planing goes, because it's going to be less, you
Yeah.
know. So,
I can see at the beach because you have to weep holes
yeah, that's
through the
right. You
wall.
get, you have to have that, otherwise, you're
Yeah.
filling
Yeah,
it
just keep building it.
But on the other hand, if you don't cold plane the other, I mean, you're just building that road thicker and
Hotter.
thicker.
Ah, they keep settling every year when the frost pushes them down anyway, so
Now, Dan
you
and
might
I
as
have
well
been
build.
on the other end of that when we try to reclaim it.
Yeah.
You can't reach bottom.
So we're all set as far as making a motion on this.
I think so.
Yeah, once you decide what you want to do,
Did
then we'll
you
work the numbers.
see the numbers?
It's okay.
No,
Oh, this one.
Go ahead.
it's
What motion are you going to make, David?
basically pikes is 90 a ton, and the other ones was 99 or
Yeah.
100
And even if
ton.
we change the and come down a little bit, it's 91 something.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's still a
It's
better bid.
yeah, it's
Yeah.
really not a
Is that all right?
question
Plus,
over.
yeah, then you got your shoulders in there and you got your cold frame.
Okay.
You gonna make a motion?
Me?
Yeah.
I can do it.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we award it to Pike at no more than $91.50.
I think my boss is talking to me.
Yeah, no, but you can put it in at 91, at $90 a ton, and if we do less, then it goes to 91.50.
50, 75.
No, 75.
Yeah.
Okay.
How long has this been good for?
Well, once you decide it's in theory, it's written in there, it's good for 7 days, but that's extended until the next meeting, I guess, if you want to, you know, that time to decide what you want to do. Or if you can decide sooner than that, you know, within 30 days.
No, I mean, I'm talking like this summer if you do it.
Oh,
This bid is good
yes, that's correct.
through the
Yes, and it's certainly
season.
on there. It's good for 2026 season.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't, I
Right.
haven't had time
Okay.
to
Okay.
read everything on here.
Yep. Yep.
I think that, I think we'll get together. Dan will get together and we'll have a final thing. We meet again in 20.
29.
So if we meet the 29th, is that all right?
Yep. Yep. By
Yeah.
then,
So then we'll have the thing all worked out.
Yeah,
do
we
need to make a
out.
motion on the cold plane hearings?
Right.
Yeah,
second
yeah.
It.
Yeah, you could save some money.
You want to, yeah.
We
Yeah.
David made
Well,
the
yeah,
motion. I'll second it.
yeah, we're going to do
If
cold
like
plane.
out here,
Yeah,
if you're not
it
gonna,
just worked out.
we need to shoulder.
Yeah.
You know
You
what, you want
can
to
come up
kind
with
of
something
switch around a
for
little
out
bit
here.
yeah.
You can save some.
See where the money's coming from.
Yeah. You know, and you can
You're
pay
seconding
yourself
it. You're
if you
seconding
do
it.
just, let's say, you a little bit of Newark and you put 2.5 inches on here, save yourself 6 inches. What do you want?
I say we'd probably do some with a little
Hey, we
Yeah.
like.
You
Do it
yourself.
yourself. Yeah.
Is this all there was to
So if
the.
the oil prices change by the time you do this, are you going to
Well,
knock the price
this
down?
is great.
But it take a while.
Is that all there was? Yeah, I'm just trying
So,
to
and to be
know
honest with you, last year was
where they
relatively
came from.
flat.
I know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it's not like in 2008 where it
Yeah.
spiked up. So
Yeah.
There should
I
be
know that
another
I think I talked
increase
to you
in 2000.
before about
Yeah, I put
it. You
one
said it's a good idea
of
to
his
start
option.
doing
Yeah,
now
I put
since
that
the
in
oil
here.
prices are going down a little
Yep,
bit. Lock it in.
right. Just
So,
want to keep things
okay.
separate.
Yeah.
Right. So you
That'll be
read your
that.
guide. You let me know.
Yep.
And I
Thanks,
come to
Norm.
the next meeting. Thank you very much.
Just like I said, half as much.
Okay. Well, we'll have
Oh.
the
Oh.
motion and second. Did they take a vote?
They
Aye.
motioned. They were writing the motion, but
And then seconded all of,
second, but
did
no
we
vote.
all those in favor?
Although, you know, we haven't.
Okay.
No.
Two of us have.
All those in favor?
All
Aye.
right.
I'm just trying to find out where I'm at.
Yeah.
All business.
I will.
Oh, we're going back to section 120, if that's what you're looking at.
Maybe the can we confirm if
Yeah, we
the
need
fire department
no, yeah.
want to get out of here?
They're in the
Or, oh,
executive.
they're in the executive name. You're in the long office.
Okay, so okay, that one, yeah, that's what I want for. Yeah. Okay, section 125 plan approval needed.
Well, so have you all read it?
I've read
It
it.
it's okay. And I think the two decisions tonight that have to be made are because Jim said you had to should decide as a policy matter whether it should be unconditional or conditioned on the employee having other coverage. We had originally talked that it would be conditional on the
Yeah.
employee having other coverage. So you know they're insured. So they opt out of the town insurance, but
They just have to.
they have to
they have
They
to
have.
at
They
least that
have.
they somewhere in,
They
yeah,
have.
like under their
They
parents. Yeah.
have.
Because
I
why
don't.
does Jim say that? No, he
They.
says the board has to decide, but when we had looked it up, it was more make it conditional that they have insurance. And so in case something happens, it goes to their personal insurance first and then kicks out, or I'm not sure.
Yeah, they
But
do.
that's a decision you have.
Well, I see. So they're covered.
They're covered.
Right. Got it. Okay.
And you're giving them the funds
Yeah.
because they're
Yeah.
telling you that
They're
they're
insured.
insured.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
They're
Show
not
you they are insured.
profiting and
Correct.
not being insured.
Right.
Yeah,
Which a
so.
lot of towns have done that. Open is you just give them the money and
But
it.
I think that's a stipend.
Yeah.
This is
See,
a
like
cash
this is the
out
ones what
in,
spotted.
yeah, in lieu
Yeah,
of.
so the question with 125 plan is conditional or non-conditional?
Yeah, that's one of the
Okay.
decisions the board has to
Yeah.
make.
Okay.
And the other thing is, it talks about from time to time they set the cash amount. As of right now, you've set it to be half of the current premium. So I guess each year it
You
will
can
be
change
half of
that. You
whatever
can
the
change. You can.
current.
We could set
Yeah.
what we want for that
Yeah,
amount.
one thing to
Okay.
consider, the other towns have a flat amount. A lot of percent is a flat amount. No one's 100%. That's something to consider. I know we've already conveyed what we're doing this year, but that's something to consider going
Yeah,
forward.
because that can be rewritten. Like,
Yeah, he
yeah.
said from
Yeah.
time to time.
That
Yeah.
he wouldn't like it if we said, okay, we're going to do
Yeah,
you
now
know.
we're changing.
Agent said.
Right.
Supervisors. Yeah.
So, other than that, I mean, there's a lot in here that
Doesn't apply to us.
sort of, but I'm not a lawyer. So I'm not representing. I'm just showing what Jim said you needed
I
a
yeah,
conditional
decision.
or non-conditional.
Yeah.
The rest of
Yeah.
it, I think, is pretty
Okay.
in every section 125. The purpose of the 125 is to abide by the IRS ruling. And the reason for it is to allow when people do have insurance in the town, it stays non-taxable. If you don't have the 125 and you just do a stipend and you do insurance with some people, I guess then
Yeah.
that becomes taxable.
Income.
So that's the reason for the 125.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think you just have to make the decision on conditional or other, and then from time to time
Every year can be
you can do the money,
changed.
the
Yeah.
amount.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you'll have to sign it next time because I wrote on it. Let me just see. I wrote all my notes.
So we're gonna do what? Conditional?
Oh, you can. I do have it here. Okay, so if you vote to have it conditional and vote to approve, it can be signed tonight.
Okay.
And it actually should be to be able to put their cash out option into place for January.
Okay. So, yeah, what do you
Okay.
think? Can you make a motion?
Yeah, somebody want to make a motion on
Make a motion
what?
to
Yeah, go ahead.
Approve the Section 125 plan with the condition that they require proof of insurance.
Correct.
Okay.
No, definitely.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, sign it. Sign it and fill this back
Yeah,
right
put
there.
it on there. And Neil, as the employees can sign something.
Yes, which we already had them. Dan will have to now.
Okay.
So our opt-out was good because it made it conditional already. Yes. Okay. And we might have a question here. Arthur might have a question.
Yeah.
Art, do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I do. You people are flying along. I can't believe it. I've got to go back to the question about the ATVs because I don't know that I've heard what's going to happen from now until whatever. And I don't believe you can bring enough money in to pay the summer people a discount on their
Yeah.
taxes. And gain
Oh, I
anything.
have that. I don't know that a decision was made tonight. That's
No.
basically what he's asking.
So there's no decision made.
Tonight.
In conversation.
It
Right.
was just a discussion. It wasn't like
Right.
anything was going to be decided. And
yeah, the government don't work with us.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of confusing because I was asked to tell what an ATV was, and I was going to do that, and nobody wanted to listen. But okay, so what's the next step?
Thought process.
I'm sorry.
David said the thought process.
Oh.
Nobody's rushing into this.
No.
That's
Well, it really sounded like it for a few minutes, and I just was totally unsure, and I certainly don't want to hang up if
yeah.
something exciting is going to
Oh,
happen.
we're not going to do anything tonight.
No.
Right. You're worried about us doing something after you leave?
No.
No, I'll stick with you, David.
Okay, you stick
At
right with me.
least I recognize your voice.
Yeah.
So I'll stay. I'll take my hand down.
Okay. Okay, I will. So we're all set now.
For the Section 125, yes.
Okay, so addendum to personnel policy about vacation time rollover approval needed.
So that was last meeting you had approved unused vacation up to a maximum of 40 hours can be rolled over or paid out. And I asked Jim, and Jim said the minutes weren't enough, that we had to do an addendum. So basically, I created an addendum that is just the employee's name. And it says the employer and employee are referred to as the parties. This is an addendum to the personnel policy of the town of Westmore, amended on July 1st, 2024. And the personnel policy is hereby supplemented as follows. And I just want to make sure the wording, I sent you all this, that the wording is as you want it. Accrued but unused vacation days up to a maximum of 40 hours can be rolled over from the end of 1 year to the next year or may be paid out at the end of the year.
Because they're figuring out
And then I'm just going to mute you, Art.
how to put down.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the employee and the employer agree to the additions to the personnel agenda. And I would have to have all the employees sign this. But I just want to make sure that wording, I think it covers accrued but
I think the question
unused.
is that might where did you said something be paid out or might.
Oh, no. Accrued but unused vacation days up to a maximum of 40 hours can be rolled over from the end of 1 year to the next year or may be paid out at the end of the
Either
year.
one.
So you get a rollover or a
Or pay
paid
out.
out.
Okay.
The only question I have is what addendum number is that?
It would probably be 32. So you, if you approve it in the minutes, I did date it as a form, but if you approve it in the minutes, we can attach it to this.
Although,
So you'd be approving. Oh yes, the
okay.
vacation addendum. You have a question. Carol has a question.
Now, I would recommend that you don't use the word maybe. You know, you
You
said
didn't
maybe paid out. Don't use that. Don't do that. It's either you do pay it out or you don't pay it out.
No,
Doesn't
they
say
gave
doesn't
them
or
the
maybe. It
option.
doesn't say maybe.
They
It's maybe with the
be
space in
they
it.
gave
Yeah,
them the
maybe.
option to
Not
roll it
maybe.
over
Maybe.
or
I
it.
understand that term, those words as Bill's question. I don't think you want that in there.
Well, what do
You
you
may
want to
want
say?
that.
So it
No,
Come on.
would be what?
separate words.
You're giving them
Separate
two
words.
options to
Given,
pay it.
you're giving them, the select
Yeah.
board's giving
What?
them two
Yeah.
options,
Well,
which you did last
yeah.
week.
So,
The maybe. In other words, it's the one word maybe or two words
It's
maybe.
two
May,
words.
maybe. That's right.
It's interpretation of whatever way you write it.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah,
it should
okay.
say
What would be a better verb? Or it may be, or it
Okay.
could
Yeah.
be, or it
Can be.
I guess
I don't
if
think
you're
that
going to fix it,
don't
you're going to
change
have to
it.
say
I
you
think
have
it's fine.
the option of
Correct.
paying for the
The
rolling it over or getting paid.
right. Use it at
we
option
can
with the
change it.
before. Rewrite the sentence.
We can change it and do
I'm
it
just saying it
W.
sounds like somebody
I don't think it's necessary, but
Yeah.
if you want to change it, go ahead. But
So it'll be signed next week.
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Yes.
you.
Okay.
This was what was in AI, just to let you know.
AI.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But we'll sign it. We'll fix it. Sign
Okay.
it.
Okay. So, annual town meeting warrant, fire department, and 1% option tax question.
So the fire department
Two
would like to
things.
do the executive session under contract,
Okay.
correct?
Okay, so
And then the 1% we did not do, you did not do a motion last week, I don't think,
right.
to
That's for the
actually
meals tax.
for the meals and beverage.
Yeah.
And if you want
Meals
it, I
tax.
think a motion is in order.
Okay, I'll make a motion on
Second. I
that.
wasn't sure how you decided, but
Okay, all in favor?
all right.
To put in the warning, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, help wanted town officer. Training webinar January 7th and February 3rd.
And that's where the town health officer, I was asking about a possible stipend that might make it.
Somebody more interested in the job?
Yes. It is a big job if you look at the whole
Description of the job.
description. It's a
Yeah,
big job,
it
and we
is.
have Bruce doing actually the recreational water. He's doing North Beach. David and I are doing dog bites. We haven't had anything else, but if anything else comes up.
Yeah.
So there are training webinars, which I did last year, and that's where I learned how big a job it was.
Yeah. And then you don't want to do it, right?
I did not volunteer, correct.
Does Bruce, is he willing to stay
I
on
think he
the
likes the
equipment?
water. I think he's fine with that. And the health department then appoints, and they've appointed him as a deputy. There could be 10 deputies. And as I said last year, we could have a deputy for each section of that manual, in their expertise. But we just haven't had a big problem. Right. But I'm just information only, everybody.
Okay.
If you know anybody who's interested. Yeah.
It's a
Not
clerk.
me, not.
If you
As I
see,
said, David and I do dog bites. I dealt with all that.
You see, Bruce mentioned the
I
stipend.
did, yes.
You see, Bruce mentioned the
But
stipend.
what would a stipend be? I can't mention it
Let's
without
see,
knowing.
it's considered, but we
Okay.
haven't said it.
Two other towns too.
Some do stipends, not a lot,
Yeah.
maybe 1,000 or something a
Yeah.
year. I'd have
Yeah.
to, I could look that up.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's see.
This is.
So the next one is, yeah, are you all set with that?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Lister, item A, preliminary reappraisal compliance plan, info only.
That's Mary.
I
Hi.
Go
just
ahead,
wanted
Mary.
to I just wanted to give you the information that that's compiled and it's completed per the town's specifications. So we're all up to code with a PVNR in the state.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
He has to do
Okay.
that.
The next thing is, are you all done with that, Mary?
Yep, I'm all done. And the next thing is, go
Yeah.
ahead.
Lister and Lister position to be available.
Right, so y'all, John is up for
Re-election.
to be voted in for Lister for another 3-year term for Lister. And as we all know, he's been a valuable member to the team. Yay, John. But his really, obviously, the town, as a town treasurer, he's more valued. And so that leaves a position for the Lister. And rather than, leave it to chance or somebody that going to the bathroom so I can vote him in or I can nominate him to be Lister at the town meeting, I thought that would be
Anonymous.
That's the way it's done.
that's the way you get Lister, right? Go to the bathroom, you watch out. I thought since with the
Oh, Mary, we lost you.
good.
She went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I
With the
guess
whole
that.
situation
Oh,
and
here
the
she is.
statutes change, I'm sorry, my connection is totally unstable right now. So, with the statutes changing and the way the appraisals are changing and the additional training and possibly needing the town needing a ha to ha have an assessor, I thought I could put an ad, and I don't think I had to ask you for permission, but I wanted it, and that's why I gave the ad to you. So I thought this would be a very nice opportunity for some person looking for in education, because between the
Lost you again.
Okay.
town and the state, pays for most of the certification, most of the training. All right, am I back?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay, so with the oh, hello? Can you hear me
Hello.
now? Donnie, can you pause
Yeah.
your TV? So, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, hello,
Hello.
hello. So sorry. Hello?
Go ahead.
So, can you hear me now?
We can hear
Okay.
everybody.
Okay.
Where was I? Was it?
An opportunity for a person.
I figured it would be a great opportunity for a person, and hopefully it would be a resident of Westmore, so we could just vote them into the position. But if we don't fill the position, if we can find someone who is qualified, who looks like they'll fit the bill to get hired and have the training paid for the state by the state and the town to become an assessor and become part of the lister team, then that will keep the listing and assessing in the town's hands, and that will fulfill the state's recommendation and maybe qualification to have an assessor.
Okay.
And I will be after this year. I've got two more classes to take, and I will be a licensed certified assessor myself. But I don't know how long I'm going to live. So I think we need to look to the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're done.
All set?
Okay, so is that it, Mary?
Yep. So I just wanted to, and I didn't want to put the ad in the paper and have you guys see it and say, "Oh my God, what's that? What's this?" So spread the word, everybody, and everybody that's at the meeting. If there's
Great.
any person that you know that needs would be interested in becoming an assessor, and there's plenty of other work out there. So if you got certified from through the town, and the town, again, the state pays for most of it. The state and the town pays for it. You can be an assessor for other towns as well. So it's and if you took it a step further, you could become a qualified like loan appraiser. And so there's a possibility for, a person out there looking for something to make a career out of and help the town.
Okay.
And help me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. So the next one is resident request Phyllis Parrott and Eagle Eye Farm for road safety signs, sharp curve.
Steve.
Yeah, I put it on here. Dan said it wouldn't go in until spring because of
Cold,
the
right?
call,
You
but is
can't.
that something that you can just order, or does the
Well,
board have to make a
they'd have to
decision?
make a decision because that's probably $2,500. That's going to blow the whole sign budget right out of the water.
And
No,
where are the
signs are
signs? Where are the
the
signs?
yellow triangle
Between
sign.
the signs, the post.
Where are the signs?
If you go
Eagle.
to if you
Eagle Eye.
do you know where Eagle Eye is?
Yes.
Okay, when you go past them and you hit
Yeah.
that sharp corner, they want them in that sharp corner
There's a
before
sharp curve.
it and into it.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
by the time you buy all your signs and
Right
by
up
your
there.
post and your
You guys know where
base, you're probably a couple thousand. There is a grant that just came out or going to be
it's.
coming out. That's a $50,000 non-match grant. I'm going to hopefully apply for that. It's for road signs,
Fifty
crosswalk,
thousand or 5,000?
50,
50.
up to 50.
Wow.
It's minimum of 5. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can put guardrails into it. So,
Oh, guardrails
yeah.
so expensive.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to be able to apply for that. Whether we get it, we don't do. Whether we don't, we don't. But it'd be up to you guys whether you want to blow the sign budget out if we didn't get it.
I think you ain't gonna put them in right now anyways, are you?
No.
Let's
No,
wait
that's not
then.
happening. So
why don't we just save the rest
till
and
spring. But
And if you do pave over there, they would be a good thing to have
yeah.
those signs because
It'll even be
they'll go,
worse.
yeah, they'll
It'll
be
be
going
worse.
faster when they hit that
Okay,
corner.
so.
No, that's what I thought it was all about,
Yeah, no, they called and then I said wait till spring and we
Okay.
just figured we'll throw it on
We'll
because they want
throw,
an
yeah.
answer. So,
Okay. I'll
but
just let them know
well, why
that,
don't you? Yeah,
yeah,
let
let
them
them know.
know.
Thank you. Yeah.
Figure it out
Yeah.
spring. Yeah, it'd be
Okay.
nice to get that grant, but we'll see.
Yeah, I see that.
Uh-huh.
I got a place for guardrails.
A bunch of them.
Yeah,
Though
and all
it's
this.
not for, you can't apply for new ones. New guardrails. It has to be exist like old ones.
Oh, is
So
that
this
right?
old, these are old.
Oh, perfect.
You can't hardly see them.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're about this far from the ground.
Yep.
Yeah. Know exactly where you're from. Yeah. Then we're going to be on it. There's a bunch on Long Pond I wanted to put on it. And
yep.
So.
Okay.
Let's see. So the next one, open bids, coal planing. We've already done it.
Yeah, that's done.
Curb cut policy. We took that up. One. That's basically the gravel. We can either table it or how important is it?
You can table it.
We're not going to put any gravel out this time of year, but
yeah. But maybe a couple meetings, maybe.
They're just
the person who was making.
Aren't they just making an amendment?
They're taking that
paper gravel.
Yeah. No, they're just making an amendment to it and get rid of it.
If that's what they.
Well, we supplied one load of gravel.
Do you want to take that?
Don't you make up something
now?
No.
At the next meeting.
Just redo it without those words.
Okay.
The load of gravel. Is
just
that what you want to?
Yeah, get rid of the load of gravel.
And then okay.
And then instead of
just that, we get rid of it. Yeah.
And I think we were talking about changing the pricing. I don't know if that.
Oh yeah.
In the policy, it says it, but.
Let me see.
If it does.
Well, that's right. We talked about changing.
I don't think it does. People have said it's not in there, and we have
I think
to tell them.
On the permit itself.
Yeah.
It's not even there. We have to tell them.
Okay.
It's not there.
So we could tell them.
Yeah.
Whatever you'd like.
What is it, by the way, right now?
$10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in a free load of gravel.
Free. $100.
So will you?
Yes.
I need 10 curb cuts for the gravel.
Do you have a thought on a cost so I could put it on there?
No,
or
we don't.
Have to.
No, not no.
$100.
I think a hundred.
Huh?
I think 100.
We had 11 building permits last year. I think similar number the year before. It's they most of them come with curb cuts, and it's a lot of work. We have to update our maps. Map updates now online. The state's going to require them online every year. $3,000.
So we're talking about changing the policy. It's from $10 to.
He wants to go to 200.
From $10 to 200.
But it does involve a lot of work with the listers, the road crew, the
Even
road
though we're
commissioner.
Going to discontinue the free load of gravel. It's still 200. That's too much.
I think we should table that part of it. And
yeah.
Think about it.
Not now.
Okay, so think about that for next.
Correct.
Yeah, it didn't have a price on it anyway. We don't have to put a price in there.
Correct.
No. Right.
So
okay.
Just get rid of the free load of gravel now.
Okay.
So the next one is y'all set.
On that, yes, we are.
Okay. The next one is medical insurance coverage update. And I think we've already done that.
We've done
yeah.
that.
So then the next one is the BACO update agreement.
Oh, yeah. BACO.
Oh, that's up here.
Well, did they get a new board date now?
They didn't give me a date. Not this year. That's the date I got.
So. Did they do it with a cell somewhere else?
No, actually, it's a holdover is what we're getting. It's just trying to get it here, I guess. Is the thing.
It's Vermont.
I thought it was in Burlington. It's not there yet.
He thought it was, but then he confirmed it's not. So it still must be in North Carolina. Waiting on that. And there's another town waiting for theirs too. What town is that? I can't remember what town.
So,
I don't say it was.
I don't know.
Reigate?
No.
Roping. Yeah, Royal Penn's waiting for the same month.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just keep
Are
waiting.
They coming out of the same place?
Yep.
Yeah. Just need two low beds headed north. Need to have two low beds headed north empty.
You wanted a signature for something?
Yeah, just got a sign. That's the thing. Somebody
making sure that if they got one on and then they put the second one on, so they're waiting for the second one to go on to that low bed.
There's also a chair signature needed for a submission of a grant that's timely.
Grant reimbursement.
Reimbursement that needs to be signed.
I'll make a motion to sign that.
Yes, yes.
I'll make a motion to sign the backhoe purchase agreement.
Okay. I'll
second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
And Donna, do you have a... Your hand is raised?
Yes, I have a question about the backhoe. I was at the meeting when you first introduced it, and John was not there, so you said that you couldn't explain completely how we were going to pay for it. So I was wondering, is John there now? So you approved an expenditure and you.
Signature.
Yeah.
I think you're the only one on
Yeah,
this one.
we're taking the
Done.
sale price from the piece of equipment we just sold to offset the purchase cost, and the remaining amount will come out of the equipment reserve fund.
It's going to the budget for 2025, 2026, like where is the money?
2026 now.
The a budget that we haven't approved yet.
The money's in the account.
The money's in the account today, but it won't be expended
Thank you.
until 2026.
And when you said that you sold, so the excavator, did you already sell that? You're not trading it in? Do you put it out to bid?
It's
No,
already
it's
sold.
done.
They picked it up, I believe.
And how much was that sold for?
42,000.
42,150.
And it was put out to bid to the highest bidder? Yes. That's good. That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
The next one is innovation solutions. I just need someone to sign the iPad. We can do it later if you wanted to. It's like I said, it's no change in price of anything. It's just to show the update of getting the extra spray bar because it's their equipment. So they have to just have it documented.
Do they need a motion?
I'll make a motion to have the Innovative Solutions contract updated, signed.
You want to do it now or you want to do it after?
Anytime.
I'm trying to get it done. I just didn't know if you wanted to get through everything.
Second.
All over the table.
Aye.
All right. Is that you can do it anytime, Dan?
Yeah.
Anytime.
Okay.
You just want me to
Well,
do it? You want to sign it or?
well, we'll sign it, but
not right now.
Just yeah.
That's
Might
very
at some point.
well, it's not on paper, it's
It's
on
just
your
on an
iPad.
iPad. You just get a scribble.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm not
again.
very good at that.
Maybe. I'm trying to find it. It's a scary bear.
Can you send a copy so we have it on file?
I don't think so. It's a click to review and sign.
That's not good.
Oh, send it to Elaine. She can copy it.
Click this.
It's like the bank
Yeah, it's like
sign.
DocuSign, but you should be able to get a
You
paper.
should be able to, yeah.
Maybe not off the day, but have them sign and then we'll figure out who sent it and we'll call them. We should have a copy.
Either that or not sign it till you get your coffee.
Okay, that's our day.
Oh, it says a copy of this will be signed, document will be emailed.
Okay,
So
so
it will
to
be.
your.
Yeah.
Okay, so send it. Yeah.
There was a motion. Are we going to go with it or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A copy will go on an
Aye.
email.
Great.
Okay, so we're back down to treasurer CD renewal.
Yes. So this is, we had two CDs, two 13-month CDs we put in place last year for the for the bulk of the emergency fund and the perpetual care amount. So those term out on Friday. So we have the opportunity to roll them over again if we want. I think those funds we didn't touch this past year. I don't see us touching them again. If we put that additional amount into the emergency fund, we could still roll over the same CD and probably be okay there with the new amount we would put in next year. So I was going to
So,
propose that we roll those over. They paid
into
out.
a CD rather than put them into the emergency fund?
No, take the existing CDs and just extend them another 12 or 13 months. They're
Okay.
each roughly around.
You lost me when you said roll, put them in the emergency fund. What are you going to do with the emergency fund?
I'm going to take the existing CD that we have in the emergency fund today and re-up them.
Okay, so that's not in perpetual care in its own file or
Yeah,
what?
no,
There's
two
two
different
different ones.
CDs.
Okay, yeah, two
One
different. Okay, you're talking about that one, then
and
the
a
CD
perpetual care.
perpetual care is another one.
Yeah,
Got it.
and I'm
Okay.
proposing renewing the same amount.
Thank
That
you.
we got about $2,000 in interest.
The interest
With
rate's a
CDs,
little lower.
It'll be a little lower. Last year we got 2,000. It'll be about high threes, 3.875 or 3.7.
Because they're only giving
No.
people like me, if
Okay.
you're
Okay. CD
municipalities
renewal.
get a
Do
little
the
bit
same thing. Just renewal
lower.
about those.
Fewer slowness.
Okay.
Want to make a motion on that?
Yep.
Make a motion that the CD renewal as proposed by the treasurer at this meeting be approved.
Second.
Rollover approval.
Rollover.
Rollover approval.
All of them in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we're going to go to the MRF.
MRF. Yeah, so I want to give you an update on the MRF because we have completed all the work on the existing contract we had with Pierce. The contracted value was $349,000. We came in a little over, we expended a little over $348,000. We did that by shifting some things around. You know, we didn't take the batteries. We put more money into the little building, more than we anticipated, mostly because of the ADA requirements. And we redid the electrical wiring while we had the walls all open. We also cut back on, instead of pulling out all the old insulation in several of the ceilings, we just added a layer on top. So we were able to come in within $500 of what we contracted with Pierce for. So in the end, the grant was for almost another $100,000, $448,000. So we have about $100,000 in MRF money we're still eligible to spend. We have two change orders that I called in scope because they already were blessed by MRF, and it was putting the insulation in below this floor once we get the joists reinforced. That's already approved by MRF. That was $15,500. We also have $6,000 that was approved for the ADA ramp we need to put in on the exterior
right.
of the building up there. So when you take those two things out, we still got $79,000 in MRF funds. I asked, so there's some things we are kicking around for this about doing, like we said, we were going to wait till we got to the end of what we contracted for. And so some of the ideas that were discussed was putting two mini splits in here for the cooling capability mostly. One would be up in that wall and one would be in the wall in there.
Yeah.
And then wouldn't we be in the window AC units, which are a security hazard anyhow.
Yeah.
So getting those out.
So it's not heat, it's just cooling.
It would be both, but the main benefit would be cooling because we got the propane.
And that would be running to, and this would kick in maybe if only it was really cold, the additional split heat.
What he's saying is they would replace the air conditioning.
Yeah, and it would.
It would still for heat, but the heat part is something that would be secondary because look, you're saying that the fuel.
The propane is much more efficient and cold
yeah,
rather than
right,
the mini
splits. Right,
oh, yeah,
right.
Because of the cost of electricity.
Right.
Of the electricity, and they don't do as well. They're
right.
less efficient in the cold air.
20 degrees.
So you say replace right. the air conditioner. We talk about the window air conditioners.
Window air conditioning.
But you would, like in your April, May, when you have your shoulder seasons, you would gain with the heat pumps over
the
propane.
That's right. In the shoulder seasons.
Yes.
And they actually have devices now that you connect the thermostats for all so that
yep.
you aren't running both of them at the same time. So that's one idea. Another idea was a mini split in the office area of the town garage. Another thing was upgrading the town garage and shed lighting. Put in LED for the exterior. We didn't do that originally. So putting in LED lights.
LED lights.
Putting in the light, a motion sensor light over the main entrance. So the guys would have that.
Did they want motion sensor?
Just at the just in the
okay.
going in the door.
Because the insurance guy wasn't
yeah.
thrilled about it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not the big lights, but
no.
the
and then
the
another topic was door seal for the big garage doors. Buttress the door, replace some of the seals there. My assistant didn't total those numbers right off the top of him, but those amounts were $59,000. So
all of the things I mentioned,
including the in scope things we haven't gotten to yet. So there's still another $41,000 that we could potentially look at spending as well. So, one thought Bill had was we could expand
the add more solar panels to the garage because we'd have more electricity to sell back to,
Right.
right? And so that'd be one option.
It all has to be energy related under MERP, the 41,000.
Yeah, we can't use it for
Right.
travel, but
Yeah.
yeah. And we have until December of next year to spend that. So it's good timing. I talked to Pierce. I've got quotes from them for all the things they can do. They can't do the ADA ramp, and they wouldn't do the garage door seals either. But they
Those
were interested in it.
energy related, right?
No, that's not up their alley. That's not what
Well,
they
they
do.
don't have the staff to do that, huh?
Yeah, they don't have the desire or the staff to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, they are interested in the mini splits.
They could do that.
And then they are
Oh,
interested in the insulation under here
and
and the light.
that could turn into a lot bigger cost if we did spray foam insulation underneath there. I don't know
That's
what
right.
their plan is. Is
Yeah, I
that
don't
what
know either. I'll have to
spray
check. You
foam
know,
would
they
be
gave us
great.
that quote a while ago. I gotta pull that again and see what they said.
I mean, that would probably be the best, but I think it would be expensive.
Well, that I
Okay,
want to make
well,
sure about
let's.
moisture
Yeah.
too. That
Doesn't hold moisture in the back
exactly.
rotten from.
Yeah.
Would that cover like the door, one of the doors at the garage?
What's that?
The MERP ramp?
Yeah.
Because the door,
Being the man door.
yeah, the one that goes in between the fire department and us, the one that door is all rotted out. It's a $2,000 door.
Yeah, if it holds in heat.
I think you've mentioned that one before, right, Dan? That you
Yeah,
wanted somebody to
that's
consider replacing that. Good.
yeah,
Put it in there.
considered
right.
steer.
Joe just got a price on that door, and it's two
Yeah.
thousand dollars.
Yeah, if it's improving the insulation
Yeah,
quality of this,
right.
okay. Yeah.
They may fund it.
Yeah, might
Okay.
as well pay for that rather than town money
Yeah.
if we can.
So could we approve that somehow so we can
Right.
order the door? Because I guess the door
Yeah,
takes
so what I
forever.
have to do on the on everything but the ADA ramp and the insulation here, I have to go to MERP first and propose a change in scope for them because they haven't seen these. I've got the quotes from Pierce. Do we have a quote for that door?
I can get one,
Why
but
don't you get one and then I'll
okay.
wrap it into. I want to make one change in
Yep.
scope.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'll ask him
Just do
to.
it once.
And we still have
Yeah.
that 40,000, so I can talk to Pierce if it's more solar panels. I can talk to them about that too because they put those up as
Yeah.
well. And as long as we keep it on that middle section, but that's what was
Okay.
reinforced. So I'd like to go for the change in scopes with what I'm asking is can I approach at this point? The next step is to go to the MERP folks and request these changes for next year.
You need a motion to.
I don't know. It all sounds good to me. Money
Yeah.
well spent if we can get it to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you need a motion or anything there?
Probably should just adopt, you
Yeah,
know.
it's a good. No, yeah. Go ahead and make that money. Yeah. I'll make the motion that we have John go to Mark with the proposed changes.
Yep.
Do you want me to get a hold of Troy Overhead Doors and
Yeah,
get a
I was
price
going
on
to just
that?
ask you that, Troy Overhead.
Okay.
Yeah, you can get a list of the
Good.
changes. Like I
Yeah.
said,
Yeah.
yeah.
Would it make sense to extend door efficiency
I will second.
over toward the fire department as well?
Yes, we
Oh, all in favor of the
Bye.
ice.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you all set,
I think
Jim?
we've been working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're pretty well down to local citizen visitors. Any local citizen visitors want questions?
There's one on the
Question on the
Zoom. Yes, Donna, you have a question or a comment?
I see at the end of the agenda it says something about open meeting public things of Kimball. What is that, a letter, or is he going to ask a question?
Kimball's letter about open meeting.
It's an email correspondence.
Because one of my questions had, I was hoping to piggyback off of that. Because even tonight there was a number of people that a couple of times people mentioned that they couldn't tell who was talking. And so I was thinking that perhaps we should readdress again about what a Zoom meeting could, a more effective Zoom meeting. being available so we can see who's talking. And this also, if something needed to be shared, such as a document or something, then people could actually see it. They aren't there in person. So I would like to, at some time, for you to put it on your agenda to actually have a conversation about that, making our meetings more accessible. And then the other thing is, when you have the on the website, trying to access recorded meetings, public meetings, maybe Elaine could tell me how we could go about doing that, because I can't seem to find certain meetings on the website.
They should be there. There's one that's not, but I post them as the minutes for the select board anyways, as the minutes are, the draft minutes go out.
How about other meetings like planning board meetings, abatement meetings, appeal meetings? Those are all public meetings and they're supposed to be accessible.
They are.
They are, the abatement is, the planning meetings are,
I couldn't find the abatement one because I don't know what the end result was, because you had an abatement meeting, then you canceled the next part. You never notified the public when the second part of that abatement meeting was held. It was not publicly shared with anyone if they wanted to attend it. And then I went on the website trying to find, I saw your draft notes on it, but I couldn't find the recording of the meeting.
Okay, well then that might be operator error. So most of the other meetings are on there. I'll look on that one.
Okay, maybe I'll stop by and you could show me on the computer a bit. Maybe I'm not looking at the right spot.
It, well, if you see all the other ones, you're in the right place. It's right with the minutes. The minutes are there and then the recording is there. Now, some of them might be over the 30 days. So
Okay, we can work on. I don't want to take everyone's time up. Thank you.
you're welcome.
Okay, is that it? Anybody else? Okay, so correspondence.
Oh, correspondence. So,
Hi.
oh,
Hi.
there's another hand up.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's Katie Anderson, and I had to leave for work. I just had a quick little question. Katie Anderson, Long Pond Road. So how did, and I apologize if I missed this part of the meeting. So how did we leave it about the ATVs?
To start out with, we're just not doing anything right now. We're just kind of tabled it, or whatever you want to call it.
They're idle.
Table it for another time.
Probably yes. I'll be honest with you, we don't
You're
know. We're still thinking.
thinking.
Yes, that's
Think
all.
thinking is good.
Yeah,
Okay.
well, it's very slow.
We like slow. How about about 20 years from now? Yeah, that
I won't be here though.
sounds good. Be chair anyway.
Yeah,
You'll still be right here.
Okay, done with that.
So, just so I just want to be clear. So, when you table something, what does that mean? Does it go on for the next meeting? Does it go on?
I think we're gonna probably it'll come back before it'll come back on as a meeting, but I think it's just we need to kind of digest what was said tonight, and it's not gonna be fast.
Would you like
Good night,
to hear
Ellie.
from more? Would you like to hear from
Yep.
more people? Would that be
I don't
helpful?
at this point, I wouldn't say it's a
no.
it's anything that you that letters aren't gonna mean anything at this point. We've been through this enough times where we know what people are gonna say and who's gonna say it, and I think it just you gotta wait till we decide if we want to even bring it up again.
I think we need some more research first.
Yeah.
What was said, I
Yeah.
understand the what was said by the group of people
Yeah.
that were here, but then there's also another factor of what was said on the other side of the thing. Well, they're traveling the roads anyways. I mean, and what it just
Okay.
needs more looking into to see whether it's worth to bring it up to the full vote. And if the town, I know that there's a certain group don't want it, period. But when we look at an overall look at something, it's we're going to look at for safety, or it's already happening, and it's not going to be looked at and put on lightly.
Okay.
At
And
all.
how do you feel about the second homeowners? How important are they to you as town representatives?
Oh, I love everybody.
Thank you. That's great
Yes, I
to hear.
do.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
their
You
input
know,
is important to you.
I try not to take sides on stuff as far as I try to weigh things out rather than say, well, I want to I made some enemies while I've been on this board, so and I
Whoa.
made an enemy of my best friend, really the best friend. And I tell you right now, I try to do what's right for the town.
Yeah. But I guess you all, and maybe I'm assuming this, that you understand, I'm a full-time resident, I just got electricity a couple of years ago. And we, as a full-time resident, I really feel that the second homeowners are very important to our town. And I think they bring a lot to our town, not only in just in money, but in friendships and caring for our town. So I hope that we would never do anything to exclude the second homeowners.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Yep.
you.
Thank you, Katie.
Okay. Thank you.
So the correspondence is just that correspondence
Yep.
from Kimball Johnson, and all of this is available in the office to
Yep.
review.
Okay.
Just the 2025 NEKCV,
Yep.
which is the
Report.
NEK
Yep.
broadband report. And just free training to the community. It's QPR. It's community training in a suicide crisis. So that's that. And I
Okay.
think that takes care
Okay,
of.
so now we're down to make a motion, I guess, that we go into executive session.
Okay.
Donna has what? Donna, do you have one more question or is that?
I do have one more question. When correspondence, I thought Cynthia Kriebel submitted a letter concerning the Certificate of Public Good.
Not to my knowledge, I didn't see one.
Oh, okay. So maybe she's saving it for the next meeting and I will let her take care of that. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
Yeah.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
So
we're gonna do
hold here tomorrow.
So you made an executive motion to go into.
Executive
Don't jump in. All
session
right.
per BSA one third,
Yeah,
no,
we'll
one
pay them.
313
Yeah,
A one
I'm
A
thinking.
contract.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And
Yeah,
then
maybe
that's
across the room, like
all right,
the
we'll do that
fire
one.
Yeah, that's the fire department.
Then we'll
What?
water that one and go into
Okay, so I'm going. So everybody has to leave the meeting, Donna. I'm going to remove you. And Mary, I'm going to remove you.
John, that's it. Stay here so we know where we stand with the fire department if we're
Remove.
talking about
I'll try to
hospital things.
I'm gonna try to
Sorry.
talk to
Because I really don't know where we
the
stand with them. No,
Well,
we
whether or
have.
not we own they own
Even if I
they
could
own
squeeze another
They're near
$25,
60,
so
then
I
no,
don't either. Why is
I know
that?
what we own.
What are the trees in the rear?
No,
Two.
we're
Let's see.
no, it's
Let's see
well,
what we have there.
Donald,
How's Ireland?
we're 30,000, wasn't it?
Your second.
Okay, Isaiah, go ahead and move.
I'll
Well,
start.
either that or Bill, you can leave that off, and then I will. Okay, question.
Okay, do I have to say to make motion go into executive
Yeah,
session
BSA
BSA
313.
1313 A1 A contract?
Yeah, and then that's
Second.
it.
Just
Then
no,
we
you
have to
do.
go out of that one to go to the other one. You
Stop.
can't do them all at once. You got
So I'm
to
gonna.
get rid of one
What
before
are you
you
gonna
get to
do?
go to
I'm going to. So we're back live.
Okay, so we're out of executive session,
Okay.
and somebody want to make a motion to the fact that
Going
we're
to.
going to release the $30,000 that are due for the 24, right? And we're also going to put an agenda item in the town meeting, annual meeting of
Oh, a warning article.
warning article of 44
$44,660.
Okay.
$44,660.
And then we're going to further discuss.
We're just talking about what we're going to do. That's the action tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you made the motion?
Yeah, I made the motion, Bill.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so that's what it's yeah. for right now.
That's okay. what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we will.
Are you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a bit of a wait tonight. You had quite a meeting. I told you.
Yeah.
Do you guys have space in that? I've never been in the fire department.
It's tight.
Yeah, so you don't really have bathroom space anyway?
We've got a plan, but
in
that's
the foyer there, maybe where the other bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, that's it's just that's, talking yeah, to John yeah. that maybe you know where the. And, you yeah. come into the building, like, and we can both bed, extend that and make it so they have a door and we have a door. It would be your easiest.
Yeah. 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 Move that new door you're going to put in down closer to.
No, leave the new door where it is.
There's enough hallway space in.
Yeah.
Is there enough room for a toilet and a sink and a. And
well, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
have
put
that
a door in there.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Just yeah.
Yeah.
Put
the door in there.
Yeah,
if
you
extend
it,
you can go over the shower.
Yeah.
It's the same. There's not much, but they extended it. Because, like I said, you only need a little spot to walk into the building. I think it's the cheapest.
And the when I was there, that's where the
yeah,
tank.
Yeah, don't add
tank and leach field.
But to do the washing machine,
and then when they added on, they moved it.
I don't know
where
they
got
it. I didn't know you got to get the back
on that grass. Yeah.
But that's where it was when we built the original. It was we had the so we need the bar.
Oh, that's not good. So see what came out, and look. I'll leave them in case.
I should be going too, but you guys will do your fire.
Can we leave it to us to go still?
That's the two of us?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to. We need a quorum. We need three.
We can do the other two real quick.
Okay.
Okay,
I think.
Thank you for your time. Thanks for coming in and waiting so long.
Yeah, no problem. No, we appreciate you. Thanks for dealing with us for the last few years and not having it together and working and getting it all back.
You have it together
now.
Now,
it's, now, you're,
it
here.
Sounds like
now you're here together.
Like yeah. You're getting it back.
Yeah, we got it all.
Yep.
But the bit rate.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your question.
Okay,
for
John.
Yeah.
Oh, Jason, he's got a question.
You guys replaced the door
last month?
Yeah.
Just the spring.
The spring.
The spring's but now.
I think theoretically these guys have to pay for that because
oh,
it's
right.
part of
yeah.
the thing.
How long right.
I meant to tell you that.
And you know, that's something. Okay, that's a reason we have monthly meetings. We start every single thing, run everything. We didn't know that spring was broken.
Yeah.
What if we didn't get that truck out the door? We would have to drive right through the door.
Yeah, because that's really part of the maintenance.
Right.
Yeah, town pays for it.
You got the bill for it. Yeah. I don't know how much it was.
Worth.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Bring
it
to yeah. 44,000
for one town one.
Thank you. Thank you.
So it doesn't come out of here.
Oh, no. Certainly for it. Are you writing it?
What's that?
Probably what? 800 bucks, 1900 bucks?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
no,
it's not cheap.
Spring? No, yeah.
Somebody else
like,
has to build that. I don't remember what one.
So, and then we'll look at the putting the.
I'd have to go through all of them.
Yeah,
you
just
gave money to get a new book. It's been all of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I walked by the other day and I was like, you can feel the medium.
I was like, I'll do it. I'll leave a cemetery.
That's great.
Anything else you guys can think of?
Something in
yeah, okay.
That was.
It's so much easier.
That was to be the
next thing. I think we did.
I think you could even extend it and maybe get a shower. Just had to check to see what the if they're allowed. But
like water
right. There's plenty of room. I mean, there's plenty of room. The bathroom's huge.
I can remember some of the stuff.
But I think that's the cheapest bathroom.
Yeah, I think.
I think it's around that wall.
It was a
good idea, man. Yeah.
But I can't remember what.
We have two more executive sessions.
For last year, though.
No, you're right, but it has that pond weed.
Well, the pond weed.
Okay.
So we're going to go into executive session again.
Yeah.
Okay.
John, we're going to go into executive session again. Just
I'm
out. Okay. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, I'll make a motion to go into the executive session. ESA 1313A1 F communication legal services.
And this is just the attorney that Jim had okayed and the board had approved was not available. So he gave me some names from Burlington. The attorney that was not available gave me some names from St. Jay, but Jim gave me some Burlington names. And Montpelier. So I just need to prove. I don't know if you'd rather me go there.
But I guess we picked up Kalish.
Yeah, we moved it.
We picked up the lawyer Kalish from VLCT.
We're in a second section.
Let me stop that.
Yeah, Kalish wasn't
associated with this.